Stanley Works shareholders narrowly have approved the tool company's proposal to become a Bermuda company. The New York Times reports some are contesting the outcome, saying managers misled them about how millions of votes would be counted. For more than 150 years, Stanley has been located in New Britain, Connecticut. The move will save Stanley $30 million a year in taxes, and shareholders hope it will also boost their returns. Although Stanley plans to keep its base of operations in the U.S., the move has made some people uneasy. Bill Miller is president of the New Britain Chamber of Commerce.
Everybody has a relative who worked there recently or in the past. From a citizen standpoint, it's not just simply a business, it's part of the community. And that's why so much emotion, I think, has come into the question of Stanley and the incorporation in Bermuda.
Well, Stanley will stay in New Britain, won't it?
Right. What they have done, obviously, is a lot of things have downsized, and people are blaming the CEO, John Tranney, when in point of fact, some of them really ought to be looking in the mirror. There are a lot of politicians from the federal level on down that are taking swipes at Tranney, when in point of fact, maybe they ought to be looking at the trade laws, or certainly devoting some time to the tax code and saying, well, why is this on the books that allows companies to incorporate offshore? So responsibility is spread around, and to simply make Stanley the villain seems sort of simplistic.
Jobs are moving to Bermuda?
No, it's strictly a paper move. The tax code allows companies to reincorporate in Bermuda, but the job situation is not at all affected by or involved with this reincorporation. Where people have been affected by it is with this reincorporation, there are some capital gains implications for people that hold Stanley stock. And so a number of people have been very vocal that they weren't expecting to be hit by capital gains, and they're not at all happy about it. On the other hand, their stock has appreciated an awful lot, so they're still coming out ahead. And in the end, the net effect is their stock has appreciated extremely well.
Bill Miller is president of the Chamber of Commerce in New Britain, Connecticut.